Calling the game. It's all about Blue Jays baseball on the Blue Jays Radio Network.
One out, nobody on. Full count pitch. Is strike three called? Brett thought that was high. He's been thrown out of the game, and he threw his helmet into the plate umpire, Bill Miller. John Farrell takes Brett and peels him away from Miller. And Brett could certainly pay for throwing that helmet regarding number of games and a possible suspension.
Jerry Howard with the call on Brett Laurie's strikeout in the bottom of the ninth. He strikes out as he takes ball five in that at-bat, and Bill Miller rings him up. Laurie has got to control himself a little bit better than that. He was understandably very upset as he got called back on a 3-1 pitch that was called a strike, which was clearly ball four. It was on the overhead camera angle in the left-handed hitter's batter's box when Jose Molina brought it back into the strike zone. And Bill Miller, the home plate umpire, appeared not to like the fact that Brett Laurie was a third of the way down the first baseline when Miller called strike two, so that the next pitch anywhere close was going to be a strike. And you could even debate as to whether the next pitch was anywhere close. It was high. Laurie gets rung up, and as you just heard what happened there, he fires his helmet into the ground, but in the general vicinity of the umpire. And as it came up off the ground, it hit Bill Miller in the hip. Laurie tossed even before he did that, and John Farrell then came out and got ejected himself. But that's just terrible. And I can't imagine for the life of me, and by the way, this is the Blue Jays talk, and the phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell, long distance 1-888-660-590. I can't imagine that downstairs in the umpire's room the radio is on right now and they're listening to this program. There is literally a sub-zero chance of that happening. But that's just unprofessional. And what it comes down to is umpires are not supposed to insinuate themselves into the game. And Bill Miller did exactly that. He feels as though a kid showed him up and he was going to show the kid. That's not the way you do things around Bill Miller. And I want to hear from you. I want to know what you think. I want you to be careful with your language, because at this point, I really have to concentrate hard to be careful with my language right now, because that was just ridiculous. And that's the kind of thing that should not happen at the professional level in sports. That's beer league umpiring. That's, you know what? You made me mad. Screw you. And that just shouldn't happen. Brett Laurie is going to be suspended for his actions today. Bill Miller should be too, but there's no chance he will be. We go to the phone lines. Jason in Toronto, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You're first up on the Jays talk. What did you think of that?
Well, I didn't think too much of it. You know, it was a tough way to end the game, and it just feels like watching the team this year, they're sort of struggling with the umpires. It seems like there's a definite animosity. You know, this series this past weekend in Minnesota, and if you look at, you know, Omar Vizquel getting tossed out in early May, and people talking about Bautista getting squeezed by the umpires, I'm wondering if the team is maybe developing a bit of a reputation around the league as, I don't know, I don't want to say whiners, but do you think it's possible for a team to get that kind of rep?
I do. I don't think the Blue Jays have earned that kind of rep. I mean, maybe Jose Bautista, with the way he's reacted to some calls that he disagrees with at the plate, but I haven't seen it from too many other people, and I'm not sure what you're referring to about Minnesota. Maybe you could remind me about that one.
You know, it was the pitch that hit Bautista, and
well, that was ridiculous.
The crew had to reverse the call, but what I found interesting on that play was the level of when they cut to the dugout after that had happened. The guys were incensed, and you know they.
Well, but there are things that there are things that you have reason to expect from umpires, and that was one of the worst calls I have ever seen from an umpire.
Yeah,
the ball hit Jose Bautista in the rib cage, and the ump didn't want to send him to first.
Right.
So you have a right to be incensed by that, don't you think?
For sure, for sure. I mean, if you look at Omar Vizquel and the length of his career, right? So his second career ejection comes as a member of the Jays from chirping an umpire in the dugout. And by all accounts, this guy's a total character guy.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you look at an incident like that, doesn't that make you wonder, is there something going on with this team and the umpires? Is there a feeling in the clubhouse like the umpires are against them, you know?
I don't know, but you know what? If there is that feeling, then that's something that can be galvanizing. But I don't think it's made the Blue Jays super aggressive with the umps. And thanks for the call, Jason. I want to get to as many people as we can. I don't think they've been terribly aggressive against the umpires. I think that when they've gotten upset, with the possible exception of Bautista, who seems to have a hair trigger for the umpires, though he hasn't been ejected yet from any games, all the times that the Blue Jays have been really, really upset with the umpiring, it's been quite well deserved. And tonight was just awful. Just awful. Derek is in Keswick listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Derek, what do you think of what happened in the ninth inning?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, guys. You guys are my saving grace for listening to the Blue Jays games because I work midnight. As for Lori's actions, I totally don't agree with them. It was inappropriate for him to overreact like that. But at the same time, that ump had full intentions of ejecting him as soon as that third strike was thrown, because before Lori even turned around, his fist was already in the air and Lori was already gone.
It's a good point. I mean, and Bill Miller knew he was going to call the next pitch a strike unless it was like 5 feet over his head or bounced. And you're right. He knew Lori would react, and he more than likely knew he was going to toss.
And you know what? Like I said, I don't condone Lori's reactions, and I don't think he intentionally meant to hit that ump with that helmet.
No, I don't think he did.
I think that was a complete accident. But at the same time, there was absolutely zero reason for what Miller did. Yeah, okay, Miller's been around the league for a long time, but there was zero reason for him to just screw the Jays like that. Pardon my French. Like, that's what he did. He absolutely ruined their chance of maybe tying this up.
I'm sorry, Derek. Oh, wait. There we go. That's fixed. All right, sorry. I didn't hear a thing you said there. We had some sort of technical issue.
Again, I don't agree with Lori's reaction, but I also believe that Miller absolutely ruined any chances that the Jays had of tying this up and keeping this an even series instead of us being four back now.
Well, I wouldn't worry about being four games back now. I mean, it's May 15th, so I wouldn't get all caught up in that. They're a game and a half out of a playoff spot if you're worried about that standing-wise. But the problem, I think, and thanks for the call, is that they're going to miss Brett Lori later in the season. And I don't know when. I mean, he'll be suspended. And I assume three games, maybe five. I mean, it was a big mistake to throw the helmet as close to the umpire as he did. I don't think he meant to hit it. Obviously, you can't control a bouncing batting helmet, but you have to be a little bit smarter than that and know that if I throw that there, the chances of that bouncing up and hitting the guy are pretty good, and that's big, big trouble. So he'll be suspended. He'll appeal the suspension. He'll drop the suspension at a point in time when the club feels that they can afford to spare him more than at another time. But they're going to miss him for four or five games probably this season, and that's an issue. Sorry again about the technical issue there. Don't know what it was. Couldn't hear you, and I apologize. Julius in Mississauga listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You're on the Blue Jays talk. What'd you think, Julius?
I think on the 3-1 pitch, the umpire would have called ball four had Lori remained in the batter's box. I think when he saw Lori step out, that's when he made up his mind he was going to call strike two.
I don't know about that. I don't want to get into his head that much. I know that Jose Molina steals more pitches, steals more balls, and turns them into strikes than any catcher in the major league. So I don't know if that's the case at all.
My question is who governs the umpires? Because, I mean, Major League Baseball obviously is going to suspend Lori, but when there's a clear case of abuse of power, what the repercussions do the umpires face?
There will be no repercussions for the umpires. Other than, good job. We did not let that kid show you up. You showed him. That's all. There will be, I don't know if there will clearly be a pat on the back for Bill Miller, but I think that in the overall, there certainly will be no consequences. Major League Baseball is the governing authority over the umpires as well.
Okay, but they generally don't, like, enforce anything, do they?
No.
All right, anyway, that's basically what I wanted to find out.
Okay.
So anyway, great job, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No, Major League Baseball tends not to discipline umpires. This was ridiculous. Nick is in Peterborough, listening on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Blue Jays lose 4-3 to the Rays tonight. Nick, what did you think of what went on in the bottom of the ninth inning?
Oh, I'm fired up right now, Mike, and I'm obviously fired up about the ninth inning and the situation there. But I'm more fired up about what happened earlier in the game. Like, let's talk about that. Come on, defense, right?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, the simple routine plays, you know. And I look back to previous series, and it just seems like there's no emotion from some of the guys. And throwing out names like Escobar, he's just walking around with a pale look on his face. You know, he's not running hard down first. I look at Thames. I mean, he wasn't in the game tonight, but I mean, I don't know. There's just a lot of guys, and when I saw Brett Laurie losing his cool, I was like, you know what? It's about time. And when Farrell came out of the dugout, I was like, okay, great. He's sticking up for his players. He's fired up too. I'm really upset right now because it just doesn't seem like the guys are showing enough motion on the field, and it's reflecting their defense. I'm sure they're one of the best in turning double plays this year, which is fantastic.
Right, and they're the best in defensive efficiency in baseball, also.
Yes.
So the best at turning balls in play into outs.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. But I'm just saying, though, the emotion behind the players does not seem like it's there.
I can't agree with you at all.
Okay, that's fine. It's just I'm just voicing my opinion here.
Right, I think you're looking for stuff that's completely irrelevant. Right? I mean, you're at the top of the league in defense, but you want them to be more emotional so that they'll be... have a bigger lead at the top?
It seems like they... I don't know. I know I'm talking about tonight as a prime example, but I don't know. It didn't seem like they were in the ball game. And, they blew the game last night. They only took 2-4 from Minnesota. I mean...
They're in a bad run right now. There's no question about it.
Yeah, a bad run. And then I follow every one of them on Twitter. Uh-huh. And, they just constantly tweet, oh, well, there's, tomorrow, another game tomorrow. I'm sure you have to look at it like that, but come August when you're 20 games back, you're going to say, oh, well, there's tomorrow.
They're game and a half.
Yeah,
out of
fine.
The playoffs right
that's fine.
Now.
They're a better club than a game and a half.
Yes, they are, but what indication could you possibly have that they're going to be 20 games out in August?
I'm just saying, hypothetically, like, it could be,
Sure, and they could just as easily be 20 games up.
No,
there is an equal chance.
Absolutely.
There is an equal chance that they'll be 20 games ahead of everybody in first place as they will 20 games out of a playoff spot.
Maybe my emotions are getting the best of me.
Look, you shouldn't be happy about this. And you're right. Yeah. The defense gave the game away today. Yunel Escobar botched as easy a double play ball as you're going to get in the top of the seventh inning. He blew it, and then Rajay Davis kicked the base hit next, and a 3-1 lead, a 3-2 lead turned into 4-3 down. But it's not because of a lack of emotion. And it's not because of a lack of intensity. It's because they screwed up.
Yeah. I don't know. I drive from Peterborough. I go to, 30 games a season, say, approximately. And, I look at the stands and there's hardly any fans there. And I ask myself, well, why? Why aren't people going to the games? Well, I don't know. Why aren't they going? And is it because of the product out on the field? And every year it's the same thing over and over again?
Well, because of that perception. But, of course, that's not true at all.
Yeah, but I have the most faith every year in these guys. And it just seems like if you look back last year and the year before that, this time of year, they start to slide. And then all of a sudden they pick it up. And as soon as you think the ball is rolling again and they got things in order, they fall right back again. If you're going to compete in the East, you have to put forth. You have to win these series, or you have to at least split. And I don't know. It's, like I said, as a fan, it's just frustrating.
I understand.
And to wrap things up, Mike,
okay,
I was really disappointed with that fan that threw the beverage on the umpire, whatever the case might be. Like, let's have a little bit more class, Toronto, and represent our team a little bit better than that. Okay? So I'm just, like I said, my emotions are high. Everybody's emotions are high because I wanted more tonight, and it didn't happen, especially being up 3-0 early in the game. So.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. And yes, you should be. It's a frustrating night, and you should be angry. No question that you should be angry. And again, I'll give people more rope tonight than I usually do. But you don't need. We don't need the grand pronouncements that they're going to lose the next 15 games in a row, or there'll be 20 games out in August, or any of that stuff. I mean, that's what you need to understand. Is that when a team's going badly, and the Blue Jays are going badly right now, they have lost 3 in a row, 4 or 5, you're never as bad as you look when you're playing badly. Just like you're never as good as you look when you're playing well. A week and a half ago, this team had won 6 of 7 games, and they were 16 and 11. And now they're 19 and 18 because they've lost 7 of their last 10. Look at me doing quick math. They weren't as good as they looked when they were winning 6 of 7. They're not as bad as they look now that they've lost 7 of 10. And again, they're a game and a half out of a playoff spot. They have not had a losing record at any point in this season. And they are playing like absolute, it's just awful right now. Let's go to Garnet in West Gore, Nova Scotia, listening to the Blue Jays talk on his television. That is commitment, sir. Thank you very much.
How are you tonight, Mike?
I'm all right.
This has been one awful frustrating ninth inning, wasn't it?
Yes, it sure was. Well, it was a frustrating seventh inning. It was a frustrating ninth inning. It was all kinds of frustrating.
Look, I love the Blue Jays. I follow them all the time down here, and even when they're on the West Coast, and I stay up 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to get them. I love this team. I really do. I'm really psyched about this team. But that was one horrid call for two different balls right in a row by that umpire.
Yeah, two horrid calls. Absolutely.
I mean, it was two. It was definitely outside. I had it on television, and I listened to the radio as well. And it was outside by 4 or 5 inches, the one before that they called him out on. And you said there's nothing they can do with that umpire.
No.
But it truly, just picture this in New York. Tampa playing and that being Derek Jeter, if somebody does that to him.
Well, it wouldn't happen to him. That would have been called ball four if it was
Absolutely.
Derek Jeter.
Huh. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's just so sad that it's Toronto, and I'm afraid, I agree with the caller who talked about Bautista. I know he reacts, he shows a lot of things to show up umpires sometimes, but he has been squeezed. There's no question about it during this tough spell he's been on. And that was terrible tonight. I mean, Brett and Lurie shouldn't have done what he did. I realized throwing the hat was terrible. But I don't know. It's just beyond me. I'll keep watching them.
All right, Garnet. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Dylan Brown, our fine technical director, has Brett Lurie audio from after the game. We will listen to John Farrell a little bit later on, but sure, right now, let's hear what Brett Lurie had to say to the reporters after the game.
Obviously, just trying to work a count and get on base. Went out in the ninth, down by one, with a guy that I thought was relatively wild, and I was just trying to get on base for my teammates, and, you know, it ended up going against me. A couple pitches that I thought, weren't strikes, but, that's just part of the game, and yeah, that's about it. I mean, it's just part of the game and one of those things.
Do you think the umpire may have felt you showed him up and you jogged first? Did you throw the ball for the first time?
I'm not sure if he did or not. That's totally not the way I wanted to come across. I just thought that it was ball four and dropped my bat and started running because it was kind of a late call. And, you know, I wasn't going to stand there and just wait for him and look at him to, you know, see if he was going to make the call. So I thought it was ball four and I dropped my bat and I ran, and it turns out that it was a strike and I had to come back and do it all over again. I believe so. That was not my intention at all. I've never, ever done anything to go at an umpire before in my life, and I didn't mean to tonight. I apologize for that, and, it just kind of took an unlucky bounce, and I think it got him, so my apologies for that.
You've never had occasion to have a dispute with an umpire before?
I'm not going to say I haven't had a dispute, but I've never thrown anything or haven't gone even ever close to an umpire like that, or never put an umpire in danger. It's not what I'm out there to do. It's just my passion for the game, and I wanted to help my teammates out as best I could. And, you know, that's the pride I have in this game, and that's how I play it, and I leave my emotions out on the field.
Was that frustration just about that bad, or was it maybe more just about the game?
No, I think it was the point of the game. You know, you look at the point of the game, how we went out ahead and then they came back, you know, and we wanted to win that game. You know, the game's not over till it's over. So to go into the ninth with one out and I come up and try and work a count to get on base for my teammates and move up a base and hopefully score and tie the game up, that's what I was out there to do. And I just felt that, you know, I just felt that it was ball four and it just went against me tonight, and that's just part of the game.
It was hard to tell. After the second strike, did the umpire say anything to you when you came back to the plate there?
No, he didn't say a word. You know, as soon as I turned around and looked at him, and I don't even remember what I said, really. I was just frustrated at the call that, you know, I felt like I just kind of let my teammates down a little bit, that I wanted to get on base and help them out, and I felt that was kind of taken away from me, but it's just part of the game. You know, you just kind of got to suck these things up and move forward.
There's Brett Laurie, his post-game scrum, and he said all the right things, didn't mean to hit the umpire, wasn't his intent at all, and he kind of knew that. I mean, he was furious, and he slammed the batting helmet down. And look, everything he said is absolutely right. His job there is to get on base, do whatever he can to get in a position where he can tie the ball game. That's what he was trying to do, and that's why he took 5 balls in 6 pitches in that at bat. Bill Miller didn't like the fact that Brett Laurie thought ball four was ball four. When Miller called it strike two, and Miller then decided to call ball five strike three, based on, I believe, nothing more than a personal vendetta at that point, trying to show a kid that you don't show up a veteran major league umpire. That was among the most unprofessional I've ever seen from a major league umpire. And I watched a lot of baseball in the late 70s and early 80s. And that was right up there with any of the Ron Luciano and any of those guys, any of those look at me umpires from the 70s and 80s. That was right up there. That was Bill Miller making himself the story. Ridiculous. We will get to more of your calls, and we're going to Jays Talk It Up on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, all the way to 11 o'clock Eastern Time on sportsnet590.ca as well. And you can tune in now at sportsnet590.ca too. And we will get to more calls before we let the network go at the bottom of the hour. Not too many more, though, because I want to let you all hear what John Farrell had to say after the game as well. Farrell was ejected right after Brett Laurie was ejected, and watching Farrell's lips, and I'll clean it up a little bit because there were quite a few F-bombs in there, but he said, basically, you know, the first one was outside, the second one was up, and he just kind of kept at Bill Miller, and rightly so. It was a terrible display of umpiring. Here's what John Farrell had to say to the assembled media after the game tonight.
This is a tough ball game. Obviously, the outcome, I don't think is indicative of the way Henderson pitched tonight. I thought he had outstanding stuff. Continued to put the ball on the ground. I thought we had very good at-bats against Price, who's notoriously been very difficult for this club to face, including the base hit RBI by Jose, the two-run homer by Edwin. And we had a couple of other opportunities in men in scoring position that we didn't get, you know, a timely two-out hit to cash in another run. I thought our guys came out of the bullpen and did exactly what we had hoped they would do. But the misplays in the midst of that seventh inning, obviously you give them extra outs and we see what that can lead to. You know, in a one-run game, even right to the end, I felt like the bat was taken completely out of Brett's hand. Not only the 3-1 pitch, but the 3-2 pitch as well. Those are not strikes, evident by the reaction of obviously Brett and myself, you know, it's a tough ball game to lose, and we've got to regroup and get ready to go for New York tomorrow.
John, obviously some of the pitches in that seventh, I guess, for Henderson, not where he wanted to be, but I mean, it seemed like he was pretty frustrated with the mishaps on defense?
Yeah, the two-strike pitch, the fastball that was up to Johnson that for the base hit, the left field scores the one run. But, you know, once again, you know, he's in the middle of an inning. He's trying to, you know, continue to shut things off by, you know, with his style and his strengths, and that's to stay with his fastball down the zone, his changeup. They bunched a couple of hits, and obviously they lead off the inning with the solo home run by Rodriguez, but they bunch a couple of hits and a couple of balls that were misplayed, you know, is the difference in this one.
John, is there any way that, you know, I'm sure you're not going to be able to condone Brett's actions in terms of obviously his frustration level, but do the guys use that in any kind of way, shape, or form as a rallying point to be able to say what's going on maybe the last few games? It stops here. We take things into our own hands, our own actions.
Well, the only rallying point is within our own clubhouse. We can't look for others to take control of the situation other than our continued pursuit to go out and execute to the best of our abilities. You know, that's a good team over there. Regardless of injuries, you know, everyone's going to have injuries as we do ourselves, but, you know, we have to continue to execute in situations not only late in the game, but throughout the course of a given game as to not, you know, give extra outs. And you can see what that can do at the major league level. So I still think that we continue to play with a lot of energy. You know, last night was a game in which, you know, things got away from us. But once again tonight, I thought Henderson set the tone early on, and I thought we had a very good approach against Price. But unfortunately, it did not work out here tonight.
John, before the game, you talked about this kind of worrisome trend on defense. Has the time come where you just issue a verbal reminder to these guys that you know, this is unacceptable?
John, those reminders are spoken of daily. Errors on the field are going to happen. The reminders come more from the mental side of the game if we're making decisions that might not be the best in a given situation. Physical errors are going to take place. You know, Jose Molina hits a ball in off his fist that's got almost a cue ball type spin. It checks up in the AstroTurf. I'm not making excuses for you now because that's a would look like to be a tailor-made double play. And because of that spin, you know, he's thinking about turning the front end of the double play quick and loses a handle on it. You know, Brett gets a ground ball deep into right field and a quick throw pulls Edwin off the base. You know, a bounding ball in front of Rajay in left kicks away from him for an extra base on a given play. But we're well aware of the situations that are taking place on the field. But the physical things, they're going to happen. And we're in a little bit of a rut in terms of the physical errors that are being made on the field.
John, do you believe that defense goes into slumps, that these things kind of snowball on themselves?
Well, I can't say that there's, you know, slumps or stretches of play that you go through. We're in one of those, whatever you want to call it, if it's a slump or not. I mean, we've given a couple of opportunities to the opposition, and guys are well aware of what the situation is and what's to be executed. That it's not a matter of rehearsal, or it's a matter of letting the play and reacting and playing the game with the situation that's unfolding in front of us.
Is there a concern on your part that there may be some supplemental discipline for Brett for the way through the helmet?
I'm sure that'll be reviewed by the league.
That's John Farrell. And to that last question, Shai Davidi asked it because he had to and he knew what the answer was going to be. John Farrell's not going to say, yeah, he's probably going to get suspended because obviously he doesn't want to give any ammunition to the commissioner's office for whatever suspension they hand down for Brett Laurie. But I don't think there's any question that he's going to be suspended. Mike Cormack from Sportsnet just tweeted that Yadier Molina got 5 games last August for bumping the home plate umpire. It, you know what it really depends on, I think, is it's going to depend on whether or not whoever hands down the suspension believes that Laurie was trying to hit Bill Miller with his helmet or not. And this may wind up being a little bit of a referendum from the league about whether or not they like Brett Laurie and the enthusiasm with which he plays. And I really hope it doesn't come down to that. But Brett Laurie's going to be suspended. I would expect that it'll be somewhere between 3 to 5 games. Hopefully he can get it appealed down a game or so. Because I believe Lori is sincere in his contrition in that he didn't mean to hit the umpire with the helmet. And that's what it's going to come down to. If baseball feels that he meant to hit that umpire, then it's going to be 10 or 15 games. So here's hoping that they look at things rationally. We're going to take a look at the scoreboard around the league. We are going to say goodbye to the network, but we will keep Blue Jays talking it up on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and on sportsnet590.ca, all the way to 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Phone lines still open. You might be able to sneak in one or two. 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays lose it 4-3 to Tampa. It is the Blue Jays talk on the Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here at Rogers Center, they're closing the roof, and in fact, they've all but closed it, but there's still a little flap open to let the stench of this one rise out. 4-3, the Blue Jays fall to the Tampa Bay Rays. An absolute joke of a bottom of the ninth inning. Home plate umpire Bill Miller just making a fool of himself behind the plate. But the Blue Jays were full measure for this loss. As Yunel Escobar boots a double play ball, Rajay Davis can't handle the bounce on a single that allows a run to score. A wild pitch moves runners up, and just a terrible top of the seventh for the Jays as they turn a 3-1 lead into a 4-3 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays. You can hear Ricky Romero's take on it tomorrow morning. He will join Brady and Lang on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and on Sportsnet 1, I believe, at 8:20 a.m. Eastern, so make sure you listen to Brady and Lang in the morning, 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet590.ca, and Ricky Romero will be on at 8:20 a.m. Eastern. Some finals. Baltimore beats the Yankees 5-2, so the Orioles and Rays still tied for first in the AL East. The Jays remain a game and a half back of the Yankees for third. They're now only a game and a half up on the Red Sox for last because Boston beat Seattle 5-0. Angels down Oakland 4-0. Detroit 10-8 over the White Sox, and Cleveland blank Minnesota 5-0 right now. Kansas City leading Texas 7-3 in the top of the ninth as the Royals look for a fourth straight win. Two-game series with the Rays is over. The Yankees are in for two, and if the Blue Jays sweep the two, they will leapfrog over the Yankees into third place in the American League East. It opens tomorrow. Kyle Drabek looking for his first win in five decisions up against Yankee righty Hiroki Kuroda, 3-4. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. Tomorrow night, 7 Eastern, join us then for Jerry Howarth, Alan Ashby, Tom Young, Gord Brunt, Dylan Brown. I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Rogers Center.
Come set, checks his runner at second, short lead for Rimes. The 1-2 pitch, hit on a line into left field. That's a base hit. It kicks off of Rajay Davis, and that is going to enable Rimes to score. And we're tied at 3.
Top of the 7th inning, and that came right after Jose Molina hit as double play, a double play ball as you can hit. And Yunel Escobar booted it. John Farrell saying it took an odd spin off the turf. That's textbook double play ball. And if it's turned, then that's just a single. And that's all it is. Instead, it's a single that Rajay Davis kicks and the tying run scores. Then a wild pitch moves the runners up. Then Ben Zobrist gets an infield single. A line drive off the glove of Kelly Johnson to load the bases. B.J. Upton follows by bouncing into a double play, but the Jays trade the run for the two outs, and they fall behind 4-3, and that's your final score, 4-3. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Blue Jays. They sweep the little mini two-game series. But the bottom of the ninth is what we're talking about, because the bottom of the ninth was just ridiculous. Bill Miller, the home plate umpire, with his own little personal act of revenge on Brett Lurie, because Lurie showed him up by trying to go to first base on ball four. Miller called it strike two. And then Laurie again wanted to go to first base on ball five, but Miller called it strike three. And Laurie flipped out, and rightly so. What he shouldn't have done was fire his helmet into the ground. It came up and it hit the ump. And for that, Brett Laurie's going to be suspended. We'll find out within the next couple of days how long. But Laurie can always appeal the suspension, and the suspension would not go into effect until the appeal is heard. And generally, appeals are not heard until a player goes to New York, because Major League Baseball believes that it still operates in the 19th century for some reason. But the next time the Blue Jays are in New York is after the All-Star break. So if Laurie appeals the suspension and chooses not to drop the appeal at any point, then it would probably not go into effect until like July 17th or 18th. But that's when the Jays play three with the Yankees and three with the Red Sox. So not a time that you don't want to have Brett Laurie in the lineup. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Blue Jays Talk. We're taking your calls at 416-870-0590. *590 on the cell, long distance. 1-888-666-0590. And in case you're wondering, Shai Davidi just tweeting, the umpires rejected three different requests for clarification and comment on the Laurie incident from a pool reporter. So, one reporter went down to the umpire's room, knocked on the door, and very politely asked if they would care to comment on what happened in the bottom of the ninth inning, and they refused. Three times, because umpires don't have to be accountable for anything. Peter is in St. Catharines, listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Peter, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk. What'd you think?
Yeah, well, that was quite an eventful inning there, it goes without saying. And yeah, I agree, the umpire did kind of try to make himself, decided to take it on himself to be the star of the show.
Yep.
So, yeah, but at the same time, Laurie, you know, should not have should have used better judgment.
Well, yeah, he shouldn't have thrown his helmet.
That's true, and that goes also goes without saying. And I just want to know if there is going to be a suspension in the near future. I guess maybe the how the lineup is going to look without Laurie.
Well, it's not obviously not going to look as good as it looks with Laurie.
Right.
But, I mean, nobody's been hitting lately. So the suspension, Brett Laurie's not going to be in the lineup in the out of the lineup in the near future, I don't think.
No.
Again, as I just mentioned, the Blue Jays don't go to New York until the middle of July. So if he chooses to appeal the suspension, and if I were him, I would appeal the suspension because I would want to be heard. You know, and that this was a reaction, an over-the-top reaction for sure, but the reaction to just an awful, awful job of umpiring and an intentionally awful job of umpiring. Mm-hmm. So I would expect that, you know, it's not something we have to worry about until the middle of July.
Right.
And we'll see. We'll see whether it's just as simple as Omar Vizquel playing third for three or four games, which is what may happen. Thanks, Peter. Want to get to as many as we can before 11 o'clock. Sharon is in Mississauga. You're on the Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Good evening, Mike. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks for calling.
I was at the game tonight.
Aha.
Aha. I've calmed down considerably just listening. Thank God. But while I do not condone what Brett Laurie did, he has to be more professional. And he's going to mature as he continues to play. But it's not the umpire's job to school the rookies in behavior. It's not the umpire's job to insert their personal feelings into calling balls and strikes. That was unprofessional, and there should, at some in some way, be They shouldn't get a free pass. There should be some sort of penalty that can be applied to umpires.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And maybe that's something the league needs to start looking at, because it has happened to other players on other teams where the umpire takes a dislike or feels they need to be schooled in proper behavior, and they're making bad calls and they get a free pass. That's not their job.
You're right. Thank you, Sharon. I'm glad you calmed down a little bit so we didn't hear any curse words on the radio or anything like that. You're right. You're 100% right. But unfortunately, that's not the way baseball has ever worked. And baseball moves at a glacial pace as far as changes are concerned. And never mind something like that. The umpires have to have the absolute authority on the field. And they do have to have absolute authority on the field. But you're right. It is not their job to insinuate themselves into the game in that manner. And that was completely unprofessional. And he's not going to face any discipline, home plate umpire Bill Miller. But he should. I'd send him down to AAA for a month. Let him learn his lesson. Mike is in Toronto. Mike, you're on the Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What'd you think in that ninth inning?
Oh, it was just brutal. Thanks for having me, first of all. Second of all, it doesn't seem to matter what sport they're in. I'm watching refereeing, umpiring, officiating in every sport, and there's no discipline in... I wish I could do my job as poorly as they do theirs and not get discipline. It seems to be constant in every sport. And...
Well, it's not. I don't think it's constant. I think that for the most part... they do a good job. But when you get into situations like this, this is when, I can accept a mistake. Mistakes happen. They're human beings. And I've called for robot umpires for years, and I firmly believe, it's not tongue-in-cheek. I believe that it should not be up to the judgment of a human being on whether a pitch is a ball or a strike or whether somebody is safe or out. Or anything like that, I believe that there should be robot umpires and the kind of the cyborg we have.
I do not. I believe everyone makes mistakes.
Right,
but when you double it, and then because you've made a mistake, now you're upset that the guy was mad at you that you made a mistake. Now I'm going to be
don't
mad
think
at you, no
you
matter
made a
what
mistake.
You do.
Right, exactly. No, and I'm with you. You're right.
No, and it didn't matter. And I do not believe in any... Brett Laurie threw his helmet down. He's the most passionate player I've seen. And my God, I've been loving him. The reason why, he's passionate about the game. I haven't seen this passion since, I don't know, Pete Rose maybe.
I'll compare them.
He goes out there, he plays every ball like the rest of his life. And so when he's called out, or it's called a strike, he's upset. And then he's called out because of a third strike that was it a strike? Who knows? Because the umpire just punched him out. Didn't matter if it was over the fence. And the umpires don't care what happens. It doesn't matter. There is no repercussions at all.
No, you're right. You're right. And it's a sad state of affairs.
You can go to the NFL. You can go to the NHL. It doesn't matter what mistakes they make. Nothing happens to them. I wish I had that job. How about if you mess up on the air? Do you get fired? Do you get disciplined at least?
Oh, God, I hope not. I mess up all the time. I'm terrible at this.
I listen to you. You don't mess up.
Thank you. And I appreciate the call. I got to let you go because we're up against the update. But you're right. You're right. It's a great job to have because you can be awful at it, and you can be intentionally awful at it, and you get to keep your job. That was just... I'm trying to think of a stronger word to use, but unprofessional is, for me, it's really strong. That's your job. That's your livelihood, and that's what you're supposed to be proud of doing. And to intentionally do your job poorly because of a personal slight... or because you don't like the person you're dealing with. That's just beyond the pale. And that shouldn't happen. Update coming. I promise you an update, and I promise you more Blue Jays talk after that on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Holds
onto the baseball and now brings it to the plate. The 1-0, little broken bat, one hopper to short. Escobar bobbles and now has no play at all, even though Molina was just chugging down the line. What was a likely double play to start things winds up being an E6 and everybody's safe.
And there was the double play ball. Jose, with Jose Molina running. I'm faster than Jose Molina. Jose Molina running, and Yunel Escobar can't pull the ball out of the soccer roll down his hip as he reaches in for it. That double play gets turned. This ball game is completely different, and the Blue Jays maybe win it 3-2. Instead, that opens the floodgates, and the Rays tag on a couple more. Rajay Davis makes an error on the next play that allows a tying run to score. A wild pitch moves the runners up. And then a double play ball that is actually turned allows the winning run to score because you trade a run for two out with the bases loaded and nobody out. The Blue Jays go down to defeat 4-3, and they did not play well tonight. Again, just gave the game away. And when you're playing badly, that's going to happen. You're going to look awful, and they look awful right now. Having lost 7 of their last 10. Still above 500, but just barely so at 19-18 with the Yankees coming in 4-2 tomorrow night and Thursday night, not a doubleheader or anything. I'm Mike Wilner. This is the Blue Jays Talk. 416-870-0590 *590 on the cell. Long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Taking your calls right up to 11 o'clock and then Jeff Sammet comes on, I think. Rick Natras, talk about hockey and stuff. Hockey tonight. Well, we're going to talk about some baseball for the next 15 minutes. Thomas is in Toronto. You're on the Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. What did you think of the histrionics of the bottom of the ninth inning?
Mike, I'm just going to take a little bit of a different turn with this. Everybody's on the umpires. Fine, fair enough. But let's just say, I just want to say first, I watched the whole game, and David Price got pinched as well. So, I mean, this umpire on both, not as horribly, but David Price got pinched. And he was trying to get the inside corner, which clearly looked like a strike, and was called a strike against Encarnacion, and then after that he wasn't getting the inside corner anymore. So there were clearly mistakes made on both sides of the umpiring tonight as well.
But that doesn't matter. And that doesn't matter for what happened in the bottom of the ninth inning.
I'm just saying we're talking about this umpire in terms of favoring
I don't think he was favoring. I don't think he was doing anything to favor the Rays. I think that he was bound and determined to call strike three on Brett Lurie after Lurie went a third of the way down the line on what he called strike two. That's the unprofessional thing.
I just want to get my other points out and hang up and listen
sure.
to what you have to say. Also, let's try not to fully take it off the fact that these Blue Jays have been horrible defensively for the last few games. I mean, they've been botching plays, throwing away the ball, long throws, pass balls. All of this has been going on. If that doesn't happen in the early part of the game, does this happen to Brett Lurie? So we can look at it that way, and it just as equally as when Brett Lurie stole home plate. If Blue Jays were hitting it, the offense was clicking, does Brett Lurie make that move? Sometimes these moves are made off impulse to back up his teammates, and sometimes that's what happens. So we can't take the accountability off the players and some of the mishaps that happened during the game defensively. I think to do that would just be irresponsible.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing that, but I appreciate the call. Not once in the last hour and 10 minutes that I've been on the post game have I said that the Blue Jays lost the game because Bill Miller threw Brett Lurie out in the bottom of the ninth inning, or that the Blue Jays lost the game because of Bill Miller, or anything like that. They didn't. They lost the game because they kicked it away in the top of the seventh inning. And you're right that the defense has been pretty bad the last little while, after it had been really, really good for the first 30-some-odd games of the season. But it doesn't have anything to do with the bottom of the ninth. The only thing is that if the Blue Jays hadn't kicked the ball around, there wouldn't have been a bottom of the ninth for Brett Laurie to get kicked out of the game in. But that's not what, I'm not taking any of the responsibility or accountability for this loss away from the Blue Jays. They were full measure for this loss. They got one hit after the third inning, and they kicked the ball all over the field in the top of the seventh. Bruce is in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, listening on Sportsnet590.ca. Granted, the Blue Jays lost this game all on their own. What did you think of what happened in the bottom of the ninth?
Yeah, I agree. The Blue Jays defense definitely caused a couple of Tampa runs. But I think having said that, the terrible display by the home plate ump in the ninth pretty well took away any chance of the Jays tying the game. The 3-1 pitch by Laurie was clearly a strike, as Clary Obama, sorry, as you and many callers have said. The umpire didn't like the Laurie started down the line. So he was pretty clear with how high the next pitch was. If the pitch was anywhere close to Laurie wasn't going to get the call.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, the only thing that should determine whether a pitch is called a ball or strike or not is whether it's in the strike zone, not what the home plate ump feels about being slighted by the batter on the previous pitch. It's pretty unprofessional on the part of the home plate ump.
You are 100% correct, Bruce. Thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
All right, I appreciate it. 100% correct. That's the best line of the night so far here on the Blue Jays Talk. The only thing that should determine whether a pitch is a strike or a ball is whether or not the pitch is in the strike zone. That's it. That's why I want robot umpires. Because human beings often make mistakes. Human beings often allow their emotions to get in the way of their judgment. And human beings often make things personal. Robots don't do that. Eric is in New Jersey listening on Sportsnet590.ca. Eric, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk. What did you think of the bottom of the ninth there?
I'll be honest with you. I actually missed the bottom of the ninth. Turned it off after they were down, but I wanted to comment on something else.
Sure.
During this offseason, I read a lot that the Blue Jays, you know, they like to compare themselves to the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, they didn't go out and sign high-profile players. They didn't go out and spend a lot of money. They wanted to take, their young talent route. My question is like this. I'm looking at the game tonight. The Blue Jays, you know, they had David Price on the ropes. You know, you have a 3-0 lead. You're not facing a Texas Rangers lineup.
When did they have him on
Josh
the ropes?
Hamilton. I mean, you got him. You know, you have a 3-0 lead.
Right. But they never had him on. I mean, there was never this big rally happening where they had him on the ropes and let him off the hook or anything like that.
No, but I mean like this. What I mean to say is that it's not like, you know, like sometimes you have this series. You're still let's say you're playing a Texas Rangers lineup where you have like Josh Hamilton, Ian Kinsler, Nelson Cruz, Mike. Elliot Johnson, Sean Rodriguez, Will Rimes. I mean, who are we talking about over here?
That's true.
You know, Ben Zobrist, their most clutch player, is batting .236. There are plenty of Blue Jays that have better averages and better numbers. We never come through with a big hit.
You're incorrect. I don't know if you realize the Blue Jays are third in the major leagues at hitting with runners in scoring position. But they're third in the major leagues at hitting with runners in scoring position. They regularly come up with a big hit.
When trailing?
They have won. They're, 10-12 when they get scored on first? Yeah, which is pretty good. They're now 10. No, actually, pardon me, because the Jays scored first tonight. They're 10 and 11 when they get scored on first, which is sensational.
No, that's not. But I mean, you look at a Tampa Bay Rays. They put a lineup tonight. You're talking about Desmond Jennings is on the DL. Evan Longoria is on the DL. Will Rimes and Elliot Johnson and Sean. I mean,
100%. You're right. You're right. Nobody can understand how Tampa can win games with these guys that they're putting out there on the field. And I'm with you. But it's not because the Blue Jays can't get a big hit. Again, the Blue Jays are third in the major leagues. Third. Hitting with runners in scoring position. Tampa Bay's 21st. The Rays are hitting .229 going into today with runners in scoring position. Today they were 2-for-8. So that'll go up a bit. But that's not why. It's not because of a lack of an ability to get a big hit. For the Blue Jays, it's a lack of ability to get people on, for the most part. A, and two, it's been a lack of ability to catch the ball the last week. That's why things have been going so badly these last few games. And earlier on, it was the blown saves. We were talking about it in the dugout, a few of us, before the game. Jays are 2-5 in games in which they've blown saves. If they were 5-2, then they would be 22-15 right now, which would have them half a game out of first place. 22-16, so they'd be a game out. So that's why things are not going well in Blue Jay land right now, even though, again, a game and a half out of a playoff spot. Mike is in Toronto. You're on the Blue Jays talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Mike, what'd you think of the Brett Laurie situation?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, what's the truth with me? I'm from Burlington.
Uh-oh. All right, sorry about that. Are you still Mike?
Yes.
All right, good. Good name.
Anyway, that was two brutal calls.
Yep.
But if you looked, I was watching the game on TV. When Rajay Davis made the error, they went to the dugout, and one guy made a drinking gesture to his face. Like, oh, he made that bad play because he's drinking.
The Tampa Bay dugout?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Who was it?
It was so quick, but he made the old drinking gesture. But I agree. Like Brent Laurie, he was justified.
Well, you're never justified in throwing your equipment at an official.
Well, he didn't throw it at him. He threw it down on the ground and just happened to hit him.
Well, but he knew it was a good chance.
Yeah, but if you look at the video from the Sportsnet, about 3 seconds after Rajay Davis made the error,
yeah,
the player in the dugout.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
He's given the old drinking sign.
I understand.
I don't know if there's something going on there.
I have no idea what that could possibly be that would be going on other than a player was taking a shot at somebody who just made an error. Brad in Etobicoke, you're on the Blue Jays talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hi, Mike. The one thing that concerns me a little bit is when we're acting a little unprofessional after these bad calls, we're not going to get the call right after that. And I think if we acted a little more like a guy like Jeter, we might get some of those calls.
Yeah, if you had 3,000 hits and you wore pinstripes, I think you might get some of those calls too. But Derek Jeter does his share of complaining, but you're right. He does it quietly, and he does it so as not to draw any attention to himself and so as not to show up the umpires. But that doesn't mean that the umpires are justified in botching the next call. It's not like ball five on Laurie was a 50-50. Or even a 60-40 that the umpire decided to call a strike, right? I mean, that was as ball as a ball can be.
I agree, but, I mean, Bautista can't afford to do this often, and Lowry can't do it as well because, you know, it might mean they're not going to get on base at the end of the game like that.
Yeah, but I agree with you to an extent. I think some of the stuff that Bautista does in reacting to what he considers to be poor calls is over the top. But Laurie didn't do anything over the top. Laurie took a pitch that was 5 inches outside and it was ball on a 3-1 count and started going to first base. And fine, maybe he should have hung back and waited for a call, but that wasn't showing up the umpire. That was ball four. I'm going to first because I just walked. That's not, you know, comparable to some of the reactions that Bautista had. Steve in Toronto, you're going to be the last one on the Blue Jays talk on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Make it good.
Hey, Mike. Hey. I thought we'd get the whole show without someone referencing the Yankees, but I guess we're not lucky enough.
Can't do it. Yeah, it happened earlier, too. But it's true. I mean, it's true. If that was Derek Jeter at the plate, then Brett Laurie walks.
Yeah, but I think with a lot of the calls that Jays have been getting, I mean, there's a certain kind of allowance to complain. But, yeah, throwing your helmet at them and stuff, you shouldn't have done that.
Right.
But I think throwing a helmet down is kind of the same as throwing a football down. You don't really know which way it's going to bounce.
Yep. So.
You said earlier that the umpire, based on making that call in spite because he walked up the line or whatever, he won't face any supplemental discipline. What I want to know is when they try and figure out how many games they're going to give Laurie, will they take that into consideration?
I hope so. I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, very rarely are we privy to any details about what goes on in those hearings. And never will a representative of the commissioner's office say, you know, taking into account that the umpire made a really bad call there and it was unprofessional and was personal and all that, we're reducing the suspension. They would never say anything like that. I can't imagine that it'll have much weight, but hopefully it has some. But we'll find out soon enough, I guess, because we'll find out about supplementary discipline soon enough. That music means we have to go.